was adrift in the ocean. We checked it out and found it to be empty. We figured that it had probably been adrift ever since the EMP. We were just about to pull away from it when I heard a loud swoosh sound and a rocket slammed into the old wreck, blowing a hole in her. It was quickly followed by a second rocket and another loud boom, and there they were, launchers on their shoulders, just laughing up a storm with the crew applauding them. I was standing there watching and shaking my head when the ship's captain said, "Good grief, can't you control them?" I just said, "No, I'm waiting for you to do it." I think he mumbled something along the lines of, "Right, and fuck you very much," as he returned to his bridge. A coward to the end. I did go and ask them, "What the hell?" They smiled, and May said, "Well, you see, we had these rocket launchers," at which point Sandy chimed in with, "and we needed to see if they would work." "And," says I, "they work," they both said in unison, almost sing-song fashion. I pointed out to them the fact that they had just shot up several thousand bucks worth of munitions. Sandy said, "Well, fine, then take it out of our pay." At which point May added, "Yeah, if we ever get paid." Anyway, back to here and now. It's been a wonderfully quiet week. The babies are just wonderful. They have decided that pulling my beard is their job in life. And actually, the girls have been unusually good with their behavior, which means they haven't killed anybody, burned anything down, or blown anything up. Yet. They have refused to allow Beth to lift even a finger, and have even allowed me more baby time than usual, all of which was warning enough that a storm was coming. Living with them is, well, it's an adventure, to say the least. Two parts scary as hell, and three parts all kinds of fun. And all of which are aging me rapidly. Beth, bless her warm soul, is the glue that holds us all together in this wonderful, wonderful place. The babies are the icing on the cake, but the other two, they are scary trouble from the second. Their eyes open in the morning until they close at night, if they actually really do ever close. I know I can open my eyes in the middle of the night, and one or the other will be looking back at me with a smile. Scary. I'm glad they love me, and maybe even like me, but all of this has nothing to do with the issue at hand. First of all, they're right. We need to be doing. We have an enemy who may be getting closer by the day. Well, at least I know that's not completely true, because Charlie has his lads out to the west watching for them. But we needed a plan. Colonel Chang, who had turned out to be a friendly enemy, had told us all that we knew about the coming problem. And while I had no doubt that we would win the fight, I was adamant we would do so with the absolute minimum of losses. We would be fighting on our turf and fighting our way. We would pick the when and the where and the how. What could possibly go wrong? Well, let me count the ways. We do have the good old boys with the big guns down in Texas to call on, and we have the big bird we used to fry the Beaner gangbangers in L.A. We also have dedicated shooters who fight for our home, the flag, and Mom's homemade apple pie. Well, I'm guessing mostly the apple pie. And we have them. I know. They're going to come up with some weird shit that is going to be super nasty. I already feel sorry for our little yellow brothers. Hey, know what? Sandy always has to ask that instead of just telling me what she wants to tell me, and if I don't play the game, she pouts. Well, let's see, I say, acting like I'm deep in thought. You're going to turn in your guns and become a nun. Are you fucking crazy? She asks.